It's a pleasure to be back talking with y'all about the federal law developments. It's always a bit of gloom and doom, and I apologize for that, but I don't make the material. I just report the material. We're going to look back at 2015 and 2016 to date in the executive order regulation and legislation area. And I'm also going to take a look at the Supreme Court, everything that's happened pretty much since I was here last May. So anything that was in 2015 before May, you heard about last year. So we're going to go from May 2015 forward. 2015 in review, it's a quick whirlwind tour of the legislative developments because there have been zero. But on the other front, look at this list of just 2015, early 2016 for legislative and regulatory changes. We've got executive orders in abundance. We have government contractor blacklisting. The EEOC is focusing on systemic litigation. There's a minimum wage executive order, despite the fact that Congress has never passed any kind of an increase in minimum wage during President Obama's administration. It hasn't stopped him from going ahead through executive order and making federal contractors have some minimum wage obligations. Paid sick leave, that's an executive order. OFCCP paycheck transparency has come on the scene. And then a joint employer, which hits on the EEO side as well as the National Labor Relations Act side, micro units, new standards for independent contractors, persuader rules, and these are just a few of the highlights or the lowlights, depending on your perspective. The 114th Congress has engaged in no compromise except perhaps that omnibus budget bill of the fall of 2015. Who knows exactly where that came from, but we got it nevertheless. We have, in essence, continued legislative gridlock.